And now here's Lisa with her truly biteable girly butt and the traffic.
And the nice butt it is,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it reminds me like a juicy piece of biscuit with strudel all over the top.
Yeah.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock on Loop, and I am Lisa Dominique with these top stories. It appears Mikhail Gorbachev's days as Soviet president could be numbered. The independent Interfax news agency quotes one of Gorbachev's main advisors as saying the president will step down soon. The aide reportedly told the conference the country will not wait long for Mikhail Gorbachev's departure. The news comes just a day after Gorbachev promised to dig in and fight the breakup of the Soviet Union. But Gorbachev's power has been severely hampered.
What may be the coup de grace came on Sunday when Yeltsin and the presidents of Ukraine and Belarus, two large Slavic republics, met in a remote location and formed a new commonwealth of independent republics. That commonwealth gave no role to Gorbachev's central government.
William Kennedy Smith is hoping to take the witness stand in his own defense today. Smith's rape trial in West Palm Beach, Florida, is set to resume at this hour, but it's not known when or if he'll testify. The defense wants to make sure that jurors don't hear the accusations of three women who say Smith sexually attacked them in the 1980s. 50 officers from various Missouri law enforcement agencies are on a manhunt for a sniper who killed two police officers and wounded a third outside a county jail early today. Authorities say they believe the suspect is a 42-year-old veteran with sniper's experience who's a lifelong resident of California, Missouri, and police say they want him captured.
I just want to get him. I want us to make sure that we get him before he has the opportunity to hurt somebody else.
The Pentagon's ban against homosexuals in the military has survived a court challenge. A federal judge in Washington says the armed forces must be able to enact such prohibitions if soldiers are to be protected from AIDS. The ban was challenged by a former Naval Academy midshipman who acknowledges he's gay. He says he'll appeal. President Bush arrives in Chicago within the hour. He's in town to make a couple of speeches to business and farm leaders, and he'll start the day by ringing the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade. Authorities say substandard wiring and overtaxed extension cords may have caused the fire that killed 10 people, including 6 children, in Chicago yesterday. The fire has the building's landlord in trouble because of it. Building Commissioner Dan Weil says the owner will be cited for having defective electrical wiring. It's George Harrison versus The Globe, just the latest in lawsuits against the tabloids. Harrison's filed a $200 million suit against the rag for depicting him as a Nazi sympathizer. The article claims that he paraded around his villa in England in a stormtrooper uniform and that he also had a huge Nazi flag in his home. It's 8:03 in the morning, Loop. We'll be back with Bruce Wolf Sports, the weather, and the traffic. KGO Radio News Time 2:05. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Folsom prison officials now say they're looking for the wife of escapee Glenn Godwin and the car she leased from the San Jose airport last week. While Shelley Godwin isn't a suspect at this point, they say she missed work Thursday and Friday. Convicted killer Glenn Godwin escaped Thursday. Coast Guard officials have suspended their search for a 26-year-old woman who went overboard when a small outboard boat capsized around 10 o'clock this morning in the waters off Daly City near Muscle Rock. One person is dead. Two others were rescued and treated at a local hospital. People magazine reports the friend who was with Donna Rice on two outings with Gary Hart says Rice did spend the night with Hart in his Washington, D.C. home. And two people are big winners in this week's Lotto 649 drawing, with each ticket worth $4,386,000. KGO's Leo Tolino forecast calls for a nice sunny day, highs in the 60s and 70s. It's 72 in Santa Rosa, 68 in San Jose, and 62 in San Francisco. And on your radio, it's 81. I'm Lisa Dominique, KGO Radio News.
Here's Lisa Dominique.
Overcast skies and 54 degrees. The House has okayed the bailout of the savings and loan industry, but lawmakers gave a rare snub to industry lobbyists. They want thrift owners to put more of their own money into their business. That way, they'll be a lot less likely to make risky loans. They have till the end of the month to pass the $22 billion state budget proposal. The Assembly's working on it right now. Then it goes to a committee where the differences between the two houses will be hashed out. Not only will this year's apple harvest be enormous, it will also be 99% LR-free. That from the head of the Apple Growers Association of Wisconsin. Well, the cost of dressing up is going to kill you. Cashmere, wool, and silk already up in price by 50% from last year. A lot of it has to do with the trouble in China, the world's largest textile exporter. And this is a rip. Some people in Chicago and Houston who thought they won Kraft's defective sweepstakes called the company's offer to make amends pretty darn lame. You may have heard earlier this week, Kraft voided the sweepstakes when many misprinted coupons produced winners for a van. Now, Kraft is offering consumers $250 and a chance at another drawing with more prizes. And those people who won say that's just not enough. In sports, the Brewers wrapped up their home series against the Jays with a win, 6-4. They begin a road series tonight against the Twins. NBA news, Sidney Moncrief won't be with the Bucks next season. His contract is up and he won't get one for next year. The Bucks also lost guard Mark Davis to the NBA expansion draft. He goes to the Timberwolves. It's 8:04. Weather after this on 96 WKLH. It's 8:05 KLH weather for today. Mostly cloudy and 65, but it's going to be a lot better tomorrow. Mostly sunny and 75. Cooler temps by the lakefront. Clear and very cold tonight, down to 48. Cloudy again on Sunday and 54 degrees right now. That's the news. I'm Lisa Dominique, 96 WKLH.
Lisa Dominique, Nika, Lisa Dominique, Nika.
If the NHTSA has its way, 4.7 million GM trucks will be off the road. Yes, there's a recall. Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Dominique, and here are some of the stories you'll be talking about on WLS Talk Radio, 94.7 FM and 890 AM. But first, a check on the Kennedy construction with Lonnie Tyler.
Well, inbound is the big story of the day. 40 minutes from O'Hare to downtown, 24 in from Montrose, 14 in the express from the junction. Outbound, we're looking at about 25 to Montrose, 35 to O'Hare. A full report in 2.5 minutes on WLS.
A federal agency is asking GM to recall 4.7 million pickups with gas tanks outside the frame. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the trucks have more than double their Ford counterparts' risk of fire in fatal side impact collisions. It cost a little more to live in Chicago last month. The consumer price index went up 0.3%. Food and clothes were the most responsible for the gain. Will the DuPage County Judicial Center ever be well? It's been open for just days after its six-month rehab, and now about a dozen employees have complained about the very same ailments that drove them out in the first place. Add to that the fact the roof now leaks. That, at least, will be fixed by Monday. Milwaukee officials say a microscopic parasite that got into the municipal water supply and made thousands of people sick may have come from farm or slaughterhouse runoff. Mayor John Norquist told reporters today that Milwaukee residents should still boil their tap water for at least a few more days. He then praised Milwaukeeans for meeting that challenge.
We've had a number of people help out in terms of providing bottled water, secure water to locations that need it. We have people are getting used to the inconvenience of boiling water for drinking purposes.
And you know, the craziest kinds of things show up at rummage sales, but grenades? The rummage sale office at the Winnetka Community House had a scary surprise this morning. A maintenance man found two of the pineapple-sized bombs in a box left for the sale. Police say they were practice grenades and not explosive at all. WLS Sports, the Bulls are in Atlanta tonight. The Sox play their home opener today against the Yankees. And the Cubs are in Philly this afternoon. Traffic and weather are next. WLS News Time is 4:02.
Okay, I'm not psychic or anything, but I'm going to take a wild guess.
Plus, a WLS News update. Here's Lisa Dominique.
And here are some of the stories that we're working on. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration asks GM to voluntarily recall millions of those trucks with the outside gas tanks. It cost a wee bit more to live in Chicago last month. Blame small gains in food and clothing. And while White Sox fans certainly won't go thirsty, there's one sports bar near Comiskey that won't be serving up the suds today. Jimbo's had a fire. Checking the WLS dependable weather forecast. Cooler tonight, low drops to 35. For Saturday, increasing clouds, high 57 inland and 44 by the lake. Right now, 57 degrees at O'Hare, 57 at Midway, and the WLS temperature along the lake is 55. I'm Lisa Dominique, WLS News.
Let's get a traffic update now from Lisa Dominique at KCBS Traffic Central.
We have a non-injury accident westbound 80 at Gilman in East Bay. However, it is not blocking traffic. Police are still in the scene of an injury accident northbound 680 at Industrial. And on the scene. A non-injury accident in San Francisco. A truck overturned and is blocking in the intersection of Mission and Stewart. And there's a stall on the Bay Bridge. It's westbound west of the tunnel. It's an armored truck, and it's blocking the number 5 lane. For Traffic Central, I'm Lisa Dominique.